Vietnam was a definitive military event in our lives and careers. Vietnam is running through my mind very much. Perhaps I was the ghost of Vietnam, and I think as the senior military advisor to the President of the United States, it was my responsibility not only to provide for military options, but to help them shape clear political objectives for the military to help achieve. There have been cases in the past, particularly in the Vietnam period, when senior military advisors didn't force civilians to make those kinds of clear choices. And if it caused me to be the skunk at the picnic, take a deep smell. I like to use the term decisive force. It's the equivalent to being the biggest bully on the block. I've got the knife. I've got the gun. I've got my bat. Are you sure you really want to challenge me?
I'm terrified. I can't handle this. I ain't cut out for this. I ain't cut out for it. All I'm gonna do is cry. Nothing makes sense. I know nothing of the future. Nothing. It is the most terrifying vision. I didn't see the sandbag-covered bunker and the tank's path until we were too close to fire up on the machine gun, which would have been ineffective against such a deep and fortified position. I couldn't try to dodge it, potentially screwing the formation behind us and allowing Iraqi infantry to pop out of the bunker after we passed, with easy shots at our rear. I could attempt to straddle the bunker, exposing the tank's thin underbelly. Or I could order my driver to aim one tread at the bunker and squash it.
Hit the bunker, Reynolds. Crush it.
We hardly noticed the bump.
A lot of guys were scared, but I enjoyed it. The guys saw things that they expected to see, but they weren't really there. If you see combat vehicles coming toward you, you're going to do something, and it might not be the right thing. Sometimes it would just be lines of tanks firing away at each other. It was a 360-degree battle. There were so many factors. It was raining mud, for crying out loud. We had clouds of smoke that played tricks with visibility. I mean, someone said visibility that night was like looking into a closet with sunglasses on.
It was one of the most astounding scenes of destruction I've ever participated in. My actions were appropriate and warranted in order to defend my troops against unknown and largely unknowable enemy forces and intentions.
I guess our biggest overall intelligence shortcoming was in building Saddam Hussein and his forces into the monster that just wasn't there. Going into battle, this made us more gun-shy than we should have been.
We didn't create the mess that exists in Iraq. We didn't create the difficulty between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds. We didn't draw the map that created Iraq in 1920. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was done by British diplomats. What we came to do, and what the UN authorized us to do, and what the US Congress authorized us to do, was to kick the Iraqi army out of Kuwait, restore the legitimate government of Kuwait, bring about a new relationship in the region, and please try to do it with minimum loss of life. All of that was accomplished.
We are, it seems, bound for war. Greg says he is resolute. Bob at least can smile. Mike hadn't changed. I am terrified.
We blew up a lot of tanks that day. They were lined up pretty as can be, trying to get across the river.
Boom. Missile. Boom. Missile. Boom.
I will tell you that the staff officers appeared to be timid, a little bit like walking around on eggshells. They were very reluctant to give bad news to General Schwarzkopf, for fear that they would cause some minor eruption. Now, it just so happened that this was my fourth time working with General Schwarzkopf, and we were friends. I certainly understood what was required in working with Norman Schwarzkopf. You see, Norman Schwarzkopf is an enormously bright individual, a smart person who is prone to some fits of temper. I knew the warning signs. It was sort of like watching a thermometer. The blood would start around the shirt collar, and then it would work its way up to the jawline, and then to the ears. And by the time it got to the ears, you ought to watch out, because there was going to be a minor eruption. And if it got to the top of the ears, watch out, because there was going to be an eruption, and whoever was in the way might get lambasted.